we want to continue to use Billy Graham until they get that for me. Abraham Van Develde said, "Are parents desirous for their children to be religious?" Thank you. "To love God's word, to pray much to the Lord, to be humble, sober, friendly, modest, and righteous. Let the parents be a good example of that, for therewith God's truth will be pressed into their hearts." As you heard yesterday, Ruth Bell Graham, I think that's how they said it, Dr. Billy Graham's beloved wife, he was on the road a lot. When you preach in almost every country of the world, literally, that means that she literally had to raise those children by herself. And as you saw yesterday, she did a bang-up job by the grace of God. And one of the reasons why she did a bang-up job, as you heard on yesterday, is that she had family devotions even when he was not there. She led family devotions. And she would, as Ann said yesterday, she would basically just do the devotions, pray and read the Bible and so forth. But when her daddy was home, he would almost preach a message, kind of sort of like I do. And so their family turned out great for the glory of God, in spite of the devil attacking them always. Because the family was rooted in prayer and family devotions throughout their childhood. Amen, somebody. But Dr. Billy Graham said, "Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive then than I am now. I will have gone into the presence of God." That is from the beautiful but simple program from yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the back. I was blessed to get several of them, and I couldn't even get out of the place and out of the city. People were asking me for the Billy Graham program. I had the privilege of also going to preach, going to see a preacher, a great preacher, a man that God has used in my life greatly, who's been a great source of fellowship down through the years. He was sick in the hospital, and after I left the Billy Graham funeral, I went over there and I gave him one. He had been crying all day because he saw the funeral on TV. He didn't know I was there, and because I didn't tell him, I wanted to surprise him. And we had a wonderful time of fellowship, and he got a couple of these programs, and we thank God for that. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, allow me to read in your hearing the Word of God. We're in Psalm. We will resume the family verses on tomorrow at this late time in the day. I'm just going to read Psalm 116 and 6 through 9. "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Regarding this passage, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Henry writes, "It is a great mercy to be kept from being swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. It is a great mercy for God to hold us by the right hand so that we are not overcome and overthrown by a temptation. But when we enter the heavenly rest, deliverance from sin and sorrow will be complete. We shall behold the glory of the Lord and walk in His presence with delight we cannot now conceive. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let's close in prayer, and please remember the Billy Graham family when you pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you for all that you've done this past week and throughout our lives. And Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts. By your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Fill us, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to change from the inside out. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the Billy Graham family that you would comfort them as only you can. For the sporadic dark moments will come. Negative memories, positive memories, wonderful memories, splendid memories, victory and failure. It happens to everybody during this time called death in the family. So Lord, they are no different. Hold them up. Everybody's looking to them for strength, and they gave it to us. Lord, help us to pray for their strength in you. And the other aspect of death in the family is realizing that one day we must go down that cold, dark path, the shadow of death. And so prepare us for our day as well. And ours may not be as glorious and splendid and wonderful as Billy's, but we do know that you are precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of all of his saints. And so, Lord, prepare us for that same road. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him for salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now that is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. For Romans 10:9-13 promises that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and believe in your heart that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, pray and ask him to save you today, and I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Holy Father God, fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the word of God, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. At this time, close out with us in singing the song that was heard.